you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I don't care where you live, where you're at, what you're doing. I'm just glad that you're here. This is when the show gets started. Every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on the, well, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got Sirius XM, it's channel 158. You got a smart speaker. You ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot to get into. Thank you so much to our producer, Jack Carty, holding it down for us on the board in New York City. Oh, Jack, I like my music. You can bring it back. I love it. There we go. I love Jay-Z. Who doesn't love Jay-Z? It's the NBA draft. Yeah, everybody's just waiting to see how the Hawks screw it up. And then when does Bronny James get drafted? I guess we got to wait until tomorrow. Last night, I get off air, and the New York Knicks, they have a big old trade. Mikal Bridges is the newest member of the New York Knicks. We get rumors of what the Phoenix Suns might do with Kevin Durant. Does it involve the Rockets? We have no idea. A little bit of a football update. Anthony Richardson apparently is healthy for now. I get it. It's the offseason. Jim Schlossnagel talked a lot of crap last night, yesterday, about moving on from Texas A&M to Texas. He did what I thought he would do, or he did what I didn't think he would do. He apologized. And, of course, it is Wednesday, and so I'm going to be sharing with you a new top six list. Okay, you got to wait 2 hours for that. And because the NBA draft is almost, I don't know, 2 hours away, me, I'm not giving you pick number one. I'll tell you who's getting picked and stuff. But for my top six list, I'm going to give you a list of some of the biggest busts that we've ever seen in NBA history. And so we got a lot to do, okay? If you want to participate in the show, it's real simple. We got a phone number. It works. The bills have been paid. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you like the internet, hopefully you do, maybe. You can find me online. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's X and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all of these other things. So whether you're young or old or somewhere in the middle, I got you covered. a lot to get into. But before I do anything, I want to give a big welcome and a big thank you to Jack Cardi. Jack, thank you for helping us out tonight.
No problem. Glad to be on the show with you. First time I think we're working together.
It is. It is, Jack. It is. How the hell are you? You just happy to be working? Like, how are you in life? Life is good. You like sports. Like, what's the deal, Jack?
Yeah, no, life is good. I'm working at a sports radio station. Can't complain. Little hot outside, but, you know, just walk into the train, you know, start sweating bullets, you know, even though it's like a block down the street from where I live. But,
oh,
you know,
boy.
Yeah, you know, life isn't always easy, but, you know, you make it work.
Yeah, Subway is not easy for anybody.
No,
If above ground in New York City is, I don't know, 93, 95 degrees, what is the temperature below ground? Like 100, 105?
If that. Could be like 130 degrees. That's what it feels like.
Well, New York City certainly feels like hell, but for many different reasons.
Yeah.
No prospects getting on the train to the Barclays Center, right? No NBA draftees on the train?
I didn't see any. Okay. That would have been pretty cool if I did, but no, I didn't. No celebrity spottings on the subway today.
Okay. All right. I can imagine some of the things that you might have seen on the subway, but yeah, all of the future NBA prospects, I'm sure they took a nice air-conditioned bus to the Barclays Center.
Yes. They're not going to... Yeah, like, hey, figure out the subway system to get to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Good luck with that.
Hey, why? Hey, listen, one of them guys might be abducted, so.
No, literally.
I don't want to give New York criminals any ideas, but congratulations to the guys that will be drafted. And, of course, we'll keep you up to date with the draft picks as they come in throughout the course of the night. Am I going to sit here and tell you everybody? Hell no. Because the fact is, I don't, and you probably don't know who half these guys are anyway. And so we'll keep you up to date with all of the news. I've already told you there were a lot of rumors over the past 24 hours. And forget a rumor. Let's think about reality. Last night, like literally, the minute that I got off the air, literally, I'm talking about 9:59 Eastern time, you know, almost 7 Pacific time, the news dropped that the New York Knicks made what you could consider to be a mega move. The New York Knicks decided to make a trade for the first time, and this is even crazy to think about. More than 40 years, the New York Knicks made a trade with the Brooklyn Nets, who were in New Jersey, who were in Long Island, and now they're in Brooklyn. Mikal Bridges is a New York Knick. You know this already. He's teaming up with his buddies from Villanova. Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, Jalen Brunson. The New York Knicks added a depth piece in Mikal Bridges, who doesn't need the ball, can shoot, can score, can play defense, is long and athletic. And what did they trade for him? Bojan Bogdanovic. Nobody cares. The Knicks traded 4 first-round picks. There's an unprotected pick in there, and then they got a second-round pick. The New York Knicks gave up a lot to bring in Mikal Bridges. Last season, he dropped 20 points a game, shot 37% from 3, had 4 rebounds on a Brooklyn Nets team that was going nowhere. And you might consider that to be a disappointment, because when they traded for him, they being the Brooklyn Nets, the expectation was that between him and Cam Johnson that he could or would be a star. Well, you know, for the New York Knicks, he doesn't need to be the star. Think about the Knicks roster for next year. Jalen Brunson is the star. Julius Randle, if he doesn't lose his ever-loving mind, is the star. Dante DiVincenzo knows his role. Josh Hart knows his role. Mitchell Robinson, the shot blocker, rebounder, is still on the Knicks. The Knicks might bring back Hartenstein, maybe, possibly. OG Anunoby would be great if he stayed. I think they can bring him back. It's another defender. Knicks are deep. They're long. They're athletic. They're big. They have wing players who can go out there and compete against the Boston Celtics. And so what a shock, right? I told you that this was something that was 40 years in the making, at least the trade between the Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets. And you want to talk about a shock? How about a guy who plays on the Pacers was surprised as well? How about a guy named Tyrese Haliburton who eliminated the New York Knicks and then had the nerve to gloat about beating an injured team afterwards, and then his team got its ass whooped by the Celtics? Tyrese Haliburton was on Pat McAfee's show earlier today, and Tyrese Haliburton, he had his own little surprise about these super friends from Villanova, these college teammates, getting back together. Listen to this.
But whenever the league sees this type of move, what is your immediate thoughts and how do you feel about it?
I'm excited. I'm excited to compete against them. I'm excited to see those guys together. I think what people forget, you know, it's not really, we're all friends. Like, that's the crazy part, but
don't
we are.
Don't ruin this. Don't
no,
ruin
no,
this.
No, no, it's true.
Because Josh Hart.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. Running his mouth.
Yeah, yeah, he does that. Well, he does much. That.
And Jalen Brunson running his mouth. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of chat. He said he was going to beat up TJ McConnell.
That's right. Yeah, that
he said he was going to fight. He said, I'm going to beat up TJ McConnell.
For sure. We have a group chat. I have a group chat with those guys. So it's me, Mikhail, Josh, and Jalen. So I have, if there's ever some tampering evidence needed, I've got to come to.
Okay, so maybe the Knicks need to be investigated on this entire move.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Just a bunch of stupid jokes on Pat McAfee's show. Tyrese Haliburton knows that the New York Knicks are a better squad than what he got. He knows it. He can sit around and whatever he wants to say on Pat McAfee's show. The New York Knicks, as of today, and that doesn't say a whole hell of a lot, we got to go through an entire draft over the next 2 days in Brooklyn, New York. We have to go through an entire offseason of free agency, potential trades. Before we know what a team like, I don't know, the Philadelphia 76ers look like. You know, what goes on with the Miami Heat? They gave Bam Adebayo a contract extension, but what happens with somebody like Jimmy Butler? Where does he end up? Paul George, Klay Thompson, there's so many questions about what the NBA, forget the Eastern Conference, what it can look like. But as of right now, the New York Knicks are going to be contenders in the East with or without a Hartenstein. With or without an OG Anunoby, and anything less than really competing for an Eastern Conference title and then a championship is going to be disappointing for the New York Knicks. And when it comes down to the draft picks, I think people need to relax. The New York Knicks have been garbage for so long. They haven't won a title since 73. Everything with Carmelo Anthony about a decade ago was smoke and mirrors. The biggest image I have in my head is Roy Hibbert raising his arm in the air and blocking him at the basket. And then the New York Knicks championship run in 1999, that was a sham too. Lockout shortened season, a short Latrell Sprewell and Allen Houston with no Patrick Ewing going up against a young Tim Duncan. Come on now. They were going to be cooked. This is about the first time in 25 years, 25 plus years, that the New York Knicks have legitimately built a great team, a good team. Pieces that look like they fit together. Pieces that look like they should go out there and compete given injury. And we know injuries happen. It takes a whole lot of luck to get through a regular season plus the playoffs, but the Knicks have the pieces to do so. The Knicks haven't made dumb decisions when it comes down to salary cap. The New York Knicks haven't swung for the fences with a ridiculous superstar to bring in. The pieces actually complement each other. And if the New York Knicks forget competing for an Eastern Conference title or a championship, the New York Knicks are expected to be a good team over the next several years. So those draft picks that they have, unless guys get hurt and this is really a disaster, those draft picks aren't going to be worth nothing, at least to the New York Knicks. If they end up in the 20s, the Knicks are a team built to go out there and win now. And it's pretty hilarious when you take a listen to the rumors and you get the news that Mikal Bridges, it's been reported, he was going to ask to get traded to the New York Knicks. It's been reported that Mikal Bridges wanted to leave Brooklyn, New York in the Barclays Center to play his home game in the world's most famous arena with his friends, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, and Jalen Brunson. Like, I can never remember. I can't even call them a trio because it's not. It's four of them. I can't remember a group of college players, four guys, getting together to play on one team with such prominent roles. The New York Knicks got these guys from Villanova. They're used to playing together. We know without a shadow of a doubt that they actually like each other. They want to be together. I mean, how about this? Mikal Bridges, a couple of months ago, he was on the Roommates podcast. And guess who's on the Roommates podcast? It's Jalen Brunson, and you got Josh Hart. Every now and then, Dante DiVincenzo pops up. It's just a bunch of guys on the Knicks who played in college together. And you want to know who their guest was? Their guest was no one other than Mikal Bridges. And between Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson, I mean, I feel like for the majority of the episodes, sitting there with their former college teammate, all they did was give him crap. Take a listen to this.
You ever get FOMO seeing all the Nova guys back together?
Not really, because I still talk to these dudes.
Right.
You know what helped? It helped that I went to USA with y'all.
Yeah.
That was kind of good. That was nice at USA.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. Yeah.
My shirt.
What were you saying?
Did it just magically get hot in here or something?
Yeah, I was a little toasty. I'm just wearing a New York Knicks shirt. Obviously, you play for them, so.
Makes sense why you wear it. Because your team.
Yeah, you know, that's my team.
Yeah, Josh Hart had on a New York Knicks shirt. Pretty much wore it right in front of him. Let him know out the gate, listen, man, you play in Brooklyn. This is a Knicks town. Like, there's nobody here. Nobody. Nobody in New York City that looks at the Brooklyn Nets and says, oh, it's superior to the Knicks. Never. The Brooklyn Nets could win a championship. It would not be the same as the New York Knicks winning a championship. And so now the tide has turned. And I don't know. Maybe being traded from Phoenix, where he did appear in an NBA Finals. He lost to the Milwaukee Bucks. Maybe being traded to Brooklyn. Seeing his friends on the other side of the river, maybe it did something. Maybe it motivated him. I remember vividly, months ago, this past season, the New York Knicks were playing at the Barclays Center, in the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, on TNT. The New York Knicks came back and won the game. There was a couple of big blocks at the end of the game. There was a big dunk. Mikal Bridges on his home court in Brooklyn, New York, went to the free throw line. He was booed, but what you would have thought was his home crowd. But when you're in New York City, the New York Knicks fans, they outnumber the Net fans. There was no home court advantage. The man got booed on his own home court. And I remember him vividly sitting down at his post-game press conference and talking about it afterwards. And look, Mikal Bridges, he couldn't say nothing, but yeah, it sucks to be in my home court and get booed.
And you're reasonably new to this rivalry, but I mean, when you hear a crowd like that, it's your building, and you have to hear "Let's go Knicks" and all of that. Just how would you describe that? Is that frustrating? Is it galling? I don't want to put words. How would you describe that?
Second half for the Brooklyn Nets. They trail by one. It is rare that you shoot free throws at home and hear that kind of reaction on a miss.
That is for sure.
I mean, I feel like any person in here is not fun. And you feel like you're at a away game at home. So that's for probably any person sitting in here, any person alive. So.
And now he's a New York Knick. Congratulations. Congratulations, Mikal Bridges. Welcome to the Knicks. The Brooklyn Nets can sit around and rebuild for the next million years. But the New York Knicks are trying to win right now. Villanova teammates, Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart. Man, this is a Deuce McBride, Mitchell Robinson. And how about this news that just broke literally seconds ago? Thank you, Brandon Henry. OG Anunoby intends to sign a 5-year, $212 million contract to return to the New York Knicks. The deal will include a player option and a trade kicker. The New York Knicks are not playing games. Damn. News just came down the pipe. OG Anunoby returning to the New York Knicks on a 5-year deal. The Knicks are not a joke. They're not a laughingstock. You got to take the New York Knicks seriously. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. It's 855-212-4227. We got a lot to get into over the next several hours. Obviously, we're a little more than 90 minutes away from the start of the NBA draft. We'll let you know what the Hawks do at the number one overall selection. It is Wednesday. I give you a top six list every Wednesday. Tonight, we'll take a look at some of the biggest draft busts in NBA history. When we come back from break, I'm going to talk more about what the New York Knicks just did with OG Anunoby. Is there a better team in the East besides the Celtics and the New York Knicks? We'll get into it. We'll talk about Kevin Durant, talk about Anthony Richardson and the Indianapolis Colts. Bronny James, when the hell is he going to get a deal? We got a lot to get into. Congratulations and happy Wednesday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door. In as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I had to open up the show by talking about the New York Knicks. And then literally, as I'm getting ready to finish up talking about the New York Knicks, the New York Knicks, the word comes out that they are going to re-sign OG Anunoby, who they acquired from the Toronto Raptors in exchange for Emmanuel Quickley and also R.J. Barrett. OG Anunoby is going to sign a 5-year, $212 million contract to continue on with the New York Knicks. Now, OG Anunoby has had a history of every injury you could think of. He comes to the New York Knicks, and now it's his elbow. But when he played OG Anunoby helped the New York Knicks go 26-6 when he played. This was absolutely ridiculous. Him being out there, especially with Julius Randle, I think they only played about 14, 15 games. I know it sounds crazy, but their defense was even amazing. OG Anunoby is one of the best and most versatile defenders in the entire NBA. He's 6'7", he's long, he's strong. He is also someone that doesn't command the ball. He's like Mikal Bridges, but a little stronger, a little bit bigger. The New York Knicks got two wings, and OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges in the span of 24 hours that they can just throw out there to Tatum and Brown. Now, am I going to sit around and tell you I think the New York Knicks are just going to beat the Celtics? No. But they'll be competitive against them. Now it's going to be, what do the New York Knicks do with someone like Isaiah Hartenstein, who was able to really thrive in the postseason with an injured Mitchell Robinson? Nobody rebounded the ball on the offensive glass like Isaiah Hartenstein. This man can knock down a shot. He's versatile. He's big. He's long. Let's see if someone else throws him the bag, or whether or not he sees everything going on with the New York Knicks and says, I want to be a part of this. Isaiah Hartenstein felt a little robbed through his pre-draft process, felt that he was unfairly kind of tagged and targeted as injury prone. Well, after bouncing around the NBA for a while, we found out what he can do with the New York Knicks, and we'll see if the Knicks can retain him, if he wants to stay with the Knicks, or whether or not he's just going to take the money to go play elsewhere. The New York Knicks, they are not playing games. They acquire Mikal Bridges last night, and the news just comes down the pipe. OG Anunoby re-signing with the Knicks, 5 years, $212 million. Damn. That's all I could say there. Our producer, I want to ask our producer, Jack, here. Jack, what are your thoughts on what the New York Knicks have been able to do over the past 24 hours?
I'm very impressed. For a while, I remember people were talking about, oh, what if they got Mikal Bridges, get the Nova Knicks all together? And all I thought to myself was, there's no way the Brooklyn Nets are going to give up Mikal Bridges. There's just no way. He's their entire team. And then they got it. And then you find out last night that they got him. I thought it was fake when I first saw it. And I had to double check. And I was like, wow, they actually pulled this off. Yes, the Nets asked for a big package for him, which is understandable. And I thought to myself, are they going to keep OG? I was like, is this their way of kind of saying, okay, we're bringing Bridges, we might get rid of OG? But no, they signed him to another 5-year deal. This team's getting it done, and they want a ring now.
Yeah, it's wild to think about a New York Knicks team that you can actually have. This is going to be the first time. And I want to say, I can honestly say more than 25 years that I've looked at the New York Knicks and have had expectations for them going into a season. Expectations to not just make the playoffs and let's see what happens, or expectations of, oh, they're rebuilding, they need another piece. Oh, yeah, they got a couple of weeks to continue building things out. But the New York Knicks, as it stands today, they are building to compete. There are expectations. And I'm not going to get ahead of myself here, because things happen, okay? I mean, we can look all throughout the course of NBA history and just go, well, that guy got hurt and this guy got hurt. I mean, for as good and great as the Celtics were, all regular season long, how they pretty much mowed down everybody in the postseason, there's still folks who say, oh, well, they look at who they beat here. Oh, their team wasn't healthy. And, oh, well, this team, man, they would have whooped everybody's ass anyway. Well, they would have lost the extra game in here. They were still whooping everybody. And so the New York Knicks are going to need a little bit of luck. Hopefully nobody on the Knicks goes down. We don't know. Am I going to count on Joel Embiid to be healthy all year? Why should I, right? I don't even know who the hell they're going to add there. But the New York Knicks are certainly going for it. A championship. It's crazy to even say that, because they haven't lifted a championship in 1973. Come on now. And I told you about Brooklyn, trading Mikal Bridges, getting all those draft picks. That's not all. Brooklyn and the Houston Rockets last night also decided to swap around a few first-round picks. Brooklyn gets its 2025 first-round pick back. Brooklyn gets Houston's 2026 first-round pick. The Rockets, for next year, have a right to swap their own first-round pick or the Thunder's first-round pick for Phoenix. This is just gets real complicated. Here's the facts, though. You want me to just tell you what it is? Brooklyn got a lot of draft assets into the future. And between some of the other players, Nick Claxton is a free agent. He can go wherever the hell he wants to go. Why he'd return to Brooklyn, I have no idea. Somebody like Cam Johnson is likely to be traded. Ben Simmons, yeah, that's right. I would say Ben Simmons still plays basketball, but he doesn't. Ben Simmons' contract is expiring. The Brooklyn Nets can flip him to a sucker if they feel we can get a rebounding guard who can pass the ball for the postseason. I don't know. The Brooklyn Nets are rebuilding. They hope they can get somebody like Cooper Flagg in the draft next year. Meanwhile, for the Houston Rockets with a new head coach and young talent, like they're trying to win now. They want to add some veteran pieces to win now. They are bringing in draft picks to try to win now, which is why there have been rumors over the past 24 hours that somebody like Kevin Durant might be leaving the Phoenix Suns to go down to Houston. What, huh? The Suns are going to give up on that already. If I were the Suns, I would have given up on that. That being Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant. They got no depth. Somebody got to go. And the guy who has the most value is Durant. But if you're the Rockets, is Durant and Jalen Green, and I guess you'd have to trade Alperen Sengun. You'd have to move some of these guys. I just don't see the point. I think the Houston Rockets can just wait. They don't need to swing for the fences by trying to acquire a Kevin Durant. For what? We know Kevin Durant can score. But is that team good enough? Is Jalen Green going to understand how to play with Durant? Is Fred VanVleet going to have to babysit the entire squad with Ime Udoka? I think that's too much too soon for a young team that has plenty of talent. Take your time. The Suns are screwed. Don't bail them out. And don't make terrible decisions. Learn from the New York Knicks. Take your time. The Knicks signed Brunson because the Mavericks were stupid. The Knicks were able to acquire Josh Hart and Mikal Bridges and sign Dante DiVincenzo and develop a Mitchell Robinson and sign an Isaiah Hartenstein and trade for an OG Anunoby and sign someone who turned into an all-star, multiple-time all-star in Julius Randle. The New York Knicks didn't give out gigantic contracts and suck. Those were the old Knicks. Hey, Houston Rockets, if you want to learn something, hold on to the young assets you have and just build. Take your time. Don't listen to Ime Udoka. I know he's probably short on patience, but he's also shown to be a little slow in other areas, like leaving other people's wives alone. Sorry, Ime Udoka. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. What we're going to do is take a break. And speaking of young players, and we know the NBA draft is tonight, there was a rookie in the NFL this past season. He was electrifying when he played. And when he didn't play, well, let's just say the team, it was meh. I'm going to tell you about this quarterback who is hopefully turning his season around. And then maybe when I come back on the other side of the break, I don't know if the Knicks can do it. Maybe the Knicks can stay out of the news.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Not a hard knock life for the New York Knicks, securing Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby. It's early. It's June. We haven't even hit free agency yet. But, man, it's looking like the Knicks, they're going to be right there with the Celtics trying to punch them in the mouth next season. We got a long way to go. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. In a few seconds, I'm going to tell you about, this is a guy who was a rookie. I know NBA draft is tonight. He's an NFL rookie, was an NFL rookie. He did have a hard knock life in his first season, hoping to make a bounce back in his second. I'll tell you who that is in a second. But right now, let's get to the phones. The number again, 855-212-4227. Gabe is calling from Baltimore, Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, Gabe, the Infinity Sports Network. What's going on?
Do you think the Sixers are going to make any good trades this year or get any good players or maybe a good rookie maybe?
Well, the most important thing, and thank you, Gabe, for calling from Baltimore, the most important thing for the Philadelphia 76ers is not necessarily a trade. What the Philadelphia 76ers need to do is sign somebody, sign quite a few guys, because the Philadelphia 76ers, as it stands right now, heading into next season, they have Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid under contract. That's it. There is no Tobias Harris. He gone. I know Philadelphia 76er fans are pretty happy about that. And the Sixers got free reign to basically build their team any which way that they want to. A matter of fact, there were a lot of concerns and thoughts that OG Anunoby was going to move on from the New York Knicks and take the money from the Philadelphia 76ers. And you want to tell me that that wouldn't hurt the New York Knicks and be a benefit to the Philadelphia 76ers? Well, damn it, it didn't happen. And so you got one guy off the board when it comes to the Sixers. But a trade and a draft? No, bro. Don't worry about that. Look at who they're able to sign. And if there is a trade, look at who are they able to, I don't want to say, sign and trade for, but could that be a Paul George? Possibly. We'll talk about that later on in the show as Paul George is kind of floating right now. With the NBA's new free agent rules, the minute that the NBA Finals ended, teams were free to sign their own talent. Teams were free to sign and negotiate with their own players before they hit free agency. And let's just say Paul George, he hasn't come to terms on a long-term contract with his own squad. And so we'll see what happens. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Speaking of what could happen, I know it's June. There's a big focus on the NBA draft tonight. There's a lot of news going on in Brooklyn, New York, New York City with the Knicks. I got to get this in here real fast, okay? Anthony Richardson is giving updates on his health. The Indianapolis Colts are giving updates on Anthony Richardson and his health. Forget the NBA draft for a second. Last year's NFL draft, Anthony Richardson, this freak of nature out of Florida, Gatorland, this man was selected number 4 overall by the Indianapolis Colts. Unfortunately, not only was he selected at number 4 overall, he didn't last for more than 4 games. We're talking knee injuries, a concussion. He blew out his shoulder, needed surgery, and that was it. The season was done. We saw Gardner Minshew take over. Indianapolis Colts went 9-8. They won a full season from Anthony Richardson, okay? They re-signed Michael Pittman. Bringing a guy, Kenny Moore. They got Joe Flacco as insurance. They're paying him $8 million a year. Tell me how confident you really are in your starting quarterback. And so we got updates. First of all, his general manager spoke. Chris Ballard gave an update on Anthony Richardson and his status in that shoulder. This is what he said.
No, he'll be full go. He was full go all the way up until the last day of OTAs. And you know, we had two heavy throw-in sessions the 2 days before, and so we backed off a little bit the last day, and of course, which sends up, anytime you talk about a shoulder in this city, there's some scars that everybody has. So, but he'll be good to go come training camp.
Okay. All right. I'm supposed to. Okay, training camp in July. Nobody's gonna hit that man. He's not running into anybody. People are gonna run away from the contact. He could be perfectly fine in July, but what is Anthony Richardson gonna do? Come September, October, November, is he gonna last that long? I would assume he would have learned something. Like, hey man, stop challenging everybody. You're the quarterback, not the running back. And so Chris Ballard said he's gonna be fine by training camp. Anthony Richardson spoke himself. How about this? Anthony Richardson had some own, his own thoughts on his health. Take a listen to this.
I want to say 100, I probably said like 95. You know, there's still some rust I got to shake off, but it took me like four months maybe just to start throwing again. They said it was going to take like 8, but
no big deal.
Science.
Sitting there with Pat McAfee. 95%. Okay. Does anybody walk around feeling 100%? Does anybody feel that way? When I wake up in the morning, my back might be 80% one day and might be 60. I could wake up and my back feels 100%, and then by the time I eat lunch, my back could feel 50. Right now, while I'm here on air, I feel like $1 million. That's not a percentage, but that's how I feel. Things can get tough here. And for a guy like Anthony Richardson, who cares if you're 90%, 95%, 100%? In July, what are you going to be doing by the time we get to the fall? And I want to see what he can do. I really do. Because Anthony Richardson is a freak of nature. This man is a beast. But sometimes you have to learn how to balance your physical capabilities with your brain, okay? Tom Brady couldn't run worth a damn. He knew how to slide to his left. He knew how to slide to his right. He knew how to read the defense before they even snapped the ball, and then he got rid of it. Like, there needs to be a balance there. We've seen enough guys get drafted in the NFL. Come on now, Cam Newton won an MVP and went to a Super Bowl. That was his peak in the NFL, and then he just started being beat to shreds. You can't challenge everybody. Lamar Jackson. 2 MVP awards, and God bless him, he's had some leg injuries, and he's not even necessarily taking massive hits. He's getting knocked around in the backfield every now and then. You got to know when to hold him and know when to fold him. And good luck to Anthony Richardson. And that's a guy who was drafted in the NFL last year that I'm hoping that we get a chance to actually see play this year. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. There you go. There's some NFL news in the midst of all this NBA action. We've seen what the Knicks have done with Mikal Bridges. We've seen what they've done with OG Anunoby. We see the NBA draft is going down in Brooklyn, New York. And in about an hour's time, we're actually going to find out like what the Atlanta Hawks do with the number one overall selection. Oh, yeah, and by the way, for people who like baseball, the New York Mets and the Yankees are going at it right now in a subway series in New York City. Like, this is where we're at right now. Hey, Jack, am I missing anything? Or is there, like, a bum race in Broadway? Like, did I miss any sporting events in New York?
Not as right now. If you know, wait till the series is over and see who. Maybe there'll be something crazy. But as of right now, nothing. Everything's pretty tame.
Tame. It's not. We got baseball, the Knicks, the NBA draft.
Well, in terms of like crazy fans like going nuts. Oh. Like yeah, I mean there's some of that. But I would say no. I mean honestly, Subway Series. I don't think anyone expected the Mets to beat the Yankees like they did last night. And some big news with the Knicks and the Nets. And, yeah, honestly, yeah. I mean, I would say, I mean, tame in the sense of everyone's not going, like, running around crazy in the streets. But that kind
of
thing.
Not for sports, but for other things.
For other things. Yeah, exactly right.
I mean, lots of people running around in New York for crazy reasons. I got it. I know what's next.
Of course.
The New York Knicks sign Aaron Judge to play backup power forward. Easy, right?
Very.
Guy's 6 foot seven. A baseball player is 6 foot seven, 260, 70 pounds. I don't know how big that guy is. He should back up Julius Randle. And Julius Randle, good for him. I saw him at the, where was he at? He was at a Yankees game recently. Can Julius Randle play baseball? I doubt it. Hopefully he comes back for the New York Knicks and he fits in with this new Villanova squad and doesn't revert back to being a crybaby from a few years ago. Julius Randle might feel like an outsider. He might feel like the guy on the outside looking in. I hope that isn't a problem that develops for the New York Knicks because, man, they got a deep team. They should be happy that there's not one guy outside of Jalen Brunson that you need to really rely on. Everybody could just show up and go to work and quote-unquote do their job. I know Tom Thibodeau is a basketball a savant, probably sitting in Tarrytown right now in his office. I hope he's having a drink, enjoying what the New York Knicks are doing. He has new players that he can just play for 48 minutes. Good for him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you know, let's talk about the NBA draft. We've actually heard from some of the prospects in the draft. And then the question that everybody has, outside of what the Hawks are going to do with number one overall, when is Bronny James going to get drafted? We'll talk about all of it on the other side of the break. Jim Schlossnagel gave an apology. We got Paul George rumors. And you got me coming back on the other side of the break. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.